What summer without a trip to the beach? Elevate the journey with style from behind the wheel of your ultimate BMW at the Summer On Sales event. Experience an inspired performance in class-defining style in the 4 Series Grand Coupe. Or make the most of the versatile BMW X5. With everything you need to make the trip to the beach one to remember. Just be sure to arrive before all the beach chairs are gone. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Get a credit of up to $2,000 on select models now through September 4th.
Poverty. It's hard on kids and alters every part of life. That's why at World Vision, child sponsorship empowers not just kids, but their entire communities to overcome poverty together. We think long-term, partnering with local leaders and families to create lasting solutions. For $39 a month, you can equip a child to change their future. Visit worldvision.org/changinglives and become a sponsor, forming a one-on-one connection that can impact you both for good.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you a recap of the week that was in the WNBA. Also, we'll give you a look at the current league leaders and standings, and a look ahead to the week's upcoming games in the W. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with talking about the New York Liberty. If there's any team this season that has a chance to dethrone the defending champion Las Vegas Aces, it would be the New York Liberty. And let me tell you something, what a run that they have had so far in the month of August. As this show is airing in the month of August, the New York Liberty have a record currently of 8-1. They have been on a winning streak. Currently, they're on a 3-game winning streak, beating Phoenix 85-63 on August the 18th. Having a thrilling game, beating the Connecticut Sun in overtime 95-90, and beating the Minnesota Lynx 111-76. So as I stated earlier, the Liberty are currently on a 3-game winning streak, and during the month of August, they currently have a record of 8-1. And let's just be the first to say, Sabrina Ionescu is having one heck of a season. Also, Jonquel Jones is having a nice year, especially coming back from injury. Also, Maureen Johannes has played very well. Also, Bette Nijalany has looked great. Courtney Vandersloot has looked great in her first year with the Liberty. And, of course, Brianna Stewart, a.k.a. Stewie. You got to put her in the MVP conversation as well. And, of course, kudos to Sandy Brondello in only her second year as the head coach of the New York Liberty men. The Magic is back in New York, and certainly they've been doing their thing as far as the Liberty is concerned, playing at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And I tell you, those games have been dynamic, and certainly the Liberty have really been on a roll, especially during the second half of the WNBA season. And speaking of the Liberty, they've clinched a playoff spot, and we'll get more into the playoff race and things of that nature in just a little bit. So the Liberty, they've already clinched their playoff berth, and they're currently on a 3-game winning streak, and they have had a red hot August with those names that I've mentioned. And certainly it looks like the Liberty have no signs of slowing down anytime soon. My next storyline is going to be the Indiana Fever. Now the Fever, it's been a transitional period for them this year. Now the Fever, they're currently on a 3-game winning streak. They beat Phoenix on August the 20th, beating them 83-73. They beat the Seattle Storm August the 24th, 90-86. And they beat the Atlanta Dream August the 27th, final score 83-80. So as I stated earlier, they're currently on a 3-game winning streak. And while mathematically the Fever are still in the hunt to try to clinch a playoff berth, again, one of the few bright spots that's been on this Indiana Fever team, Erica Wheeler, Christy Wallace. Also, you could put Emma Cannon, in the mix as well, and Melissa Smith, and of course, Aaliyah Boston, the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft, who most likely will win this year's Rookie of the Year. And of course, Kelsey Mitchell, making her first All-Star team. So the Fever, currently 3-game winning streak. Mathematically, they're still in the thick of things. It's going to be tough because they've got a lot of competition in front of them. But Indiana, they're trying to finish out the regular season on a positive note. And maybe they have a shot of getting a playoff spot. And for my last storyline is going to be the Seattle Storm. What a difference a year makes. This week, the Seattle Storm have been eliminated from playoff contention. Yeah, this year, the Seattle Storm eliminated from playoff contention. Last year, the Seattle Storm were in the playoffs, and Sue Bird was playing in her final WNBA season. Sue Bird, also Jewel Lloyd, and Breanna Stewart were all on that, just some of the stars on last year's Seattle team. Wow, what a difference a year makes for the Seattle Storm. So Bird retires, Stewart exercises free agency, heads back to the East Coast to play for the New York Liberty, and now Jewel Lloyd, this year's WNBA's leading scorer, going through the growing pains of being a leader, and now the Seattle Storm this week have been eliminated from playoff contention. But the future looks bright for Seattle. As I stated earlier, the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd. Jewel is going to be Jewel. Her game is still top-notch. Ezzie Magbegor, what a defensive specialist you have with her. And it's a lot of great talent on that Seattle Storm team. They just have to get it together and just go through their growing pains. It's a young team, and they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay, but it's been a tough year for them just going through that whole change and that transition period and the changing of the guard. But the Seattle Storm, they have been eliminated from playoff contention. So that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, we'll give you a recap of the week that was in the WNBA. We'll give you your scores, and also we'll give you the current standings and the playoff race, and much more. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
What summer without a trip to the beach? Elevate the journey with style from behind the wheel of your ultimate BMW at the Summer On Sales event. Experience an inspired performance in class-defining style in the 4 Series Grand Coupe. Or make the most of the versatile BMW X5. With everything you need to make the trip to the beach one to remember. Just be sure to arrive before all the beach chairs are gone. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Get a credit of up to $2,000 on select models now through September 4th. What summer without a trip to the beach? Elevate the journey with style from behind the wheel of your ultimate BMW at the Summer On Sales event. Experience an inspired performance in class-defining style in the 4 Series Grand Coupe. Or make the most of the versatile BMW X5. With everything you need to make the trip to the beach one to remember. Just be sure to arrive before all the beach chairs are gone. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Get a credit of up to $2,000 on select models now through September 4th.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I had these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to get you caught up on a recap of the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Tuesday, August the 22nd. We had the Connecticut Sun going up against the Washington Mystics. Connecticut would win 68-64. For the Sun, Alyssa Thomas, hey, you add her name to the list as well for being one of the MVP candidates this year. She had a double-double with 22 points and 10 rebounds. Dawana Bonner finished with 17 points, and Tiffany Hayes finished with 12 points. Once again, the final score, Connecticut 68, Washington 64. We also had the Las Vegas Aces taking on the Atlanta Dream. Las Vegas would win 112-100. Asia Wilson, another MVP candidate, she finished with 53 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 20 points. Chelsea Gray had a double-double with 16 points and 12 assists. And Jackie Young finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 112, Atlanta 100. The Minnesota Lynx would go on to beat the Dallas Wings 91-86. For the Lynx, Nafisa Collier, what an amazing season she has had. She finished with 29 points. Kayla McBride had 21 points, and Bridget Carlton had 14 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 91, Dallas 86. And the Chicago Sky took care of the Seattle Storm 102-79. Let's move along now to action from Wednesday, August the 23rd. The Los Angeles Sparks would go on to beat the Phoenix Mercury 91-62. Let's move along now to action from Thursday, August the 24th. We had the Indiana Fever go on to beat the Seattle Storm in a close one, 90-86. For the Fever, Kelsey Mitchell, what an amazing season she has had. She finished with 36 points. Melissa Smith had a double-double with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Grace Berger finished with 14 points, and Aaliyah Boston had a double-double with 12 points and 10 rebounds. Despite the loss for Seattle, Jewel Lloyd was amazing. She had 32 points, and Ezzie McBagor had a double-double with 19 points and 13 rebounds. Again, the final score, Indiana 90, Seattle 86. A thrilling game in overtime between the New York Liberty and the Connecticut Sun, but New York would hold on to win 95-90 in overtime. Breanna Stewart had a double-double with 24 points and 12 rebounds. Jonquel Jones had a double-double with 21 points and 14 rebounds. Sabrina Ionescu finished with 18 points, and Courtney Vandersloot finished with 13 points. I'm on the losing end for Connecticut. Dawana Bonner had a double-double with 30 points and 12 rebounds. And Alyssa Thomas finished with 22 points and 12 assists, having a double-double. Again, the final score, New York 95, Connecticut 90. The Las Vegas Aces squared off against the Chicago Sky. The Aces would go on to win 94-87. Jackie Young had a double-double with 24 points and 10 rebounds. Asia Wilson finished with 18 points and 10 rebounds. Kelsey Plum had 23 points, and Chelsea Gray had a double-double with 19 points and 10 assists. On the losing end for the Chicago Sky, Marina Mabry had 22 points, Elizabeth Williams had 17 points, and Kalia Copper finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 94, Chicago 87. And then we had a good one between the Minnesota Lynx and the Dallas Wings. Minnesota would win 90-81. Nafisa Collier finished with 25 points, and Kayla McBride finished with 20 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 90, Dallas 81. We move along now to action from Friday, August the 25th. Very close game between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Atlanta Dream. The Sparks would hold on to win 83-78. For the Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike had a double-double with 29 points and 12 rebounds. Jordan Canada finished with 15 points, and Laisha Clarendon finished with 14 points. On the losing end for the Atlanta Dream, Ryan Howard at 15 points. Danielle Robinson finished with 12 points, and Monique Billings had a double-double with 10 points, 10 rebounds. Again, the final score, Los Angeles 83, Atlanta 78. We move along now to action from Saturday, August the 26th. The Washington Mystics would go on to beat the Las Vegas Aces 78-62. And the New York Liberty handled their business, beating the Minnesota Lynx 111-76. We move along now to action from Sunday, August the 27th. We have the Connecticut Sun going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. Connecticut would win 83-68. We had the Atlanta Dream going up against the Indiana Fever. Very close game, but the Fever would hold on to win 83-80. For Indiana, Christy Wallace had 20 points. Kelsey Mitchell had 14 points. Grace Berger finished with 12 points. And Alyssa Smith had 13 rebounds. On the losing end for the Dream, Cheyenne Parker had a double-double with 24 points and 10 rebounds. Ryan Howard finished with 17 points. Alicia Gray finished with 13 points. And Nas Hillman finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Indiana 83, Atlanta 80. The Chicago Sky squared off against the Seattle Storm. Close game, but Chi-Town would hold on to win 90-85. For the Sky, Elizabeth Williams had 23 points. Kalia Copper had a double-double with 18 points and 12 rebounds. Marina Mabry finished with 16 points. Dana Evans had 14 points, and Courtney Williams had 10 points. On the losing end for Seattle, Jewel Lloyd and Sammy Whitcomb both had 19 points. Ezzy Magbegor had a double-double with 15 points and 14 rebounds. And Mercedes Russell finished with 13 points. Once again, the final score, Chicago 90, Seattle 85. And again, we move along now to action. Excuse me, we had one more game during that day from Sunday, August the 27th. The Dallas Wings squared off against the Phoenix Mercury. Very close game, but Dallas would hold on to win 77-74. For the Wings, Arike Ogunbowale, hey, you can add her name to the MVP race as well. She finished with 29 points. Also, Kalani Brown contributed with 12 points, and Natasha Howard finished with 11 points. On the losing end for the Mercury, Mariah Jefferson finished with 20 points, and Brittany Griner had 19 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 77, Phoenix 74. And then action from Monday, August the 28th. Very, very close game. These two teams could play in this year's WNBA championship if everything aligns properly. The Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty. New York would hold on to win 94-85. For the Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu finished with 25 points. Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 20 points and 12 rebounds. Bettnija Laney finished with 17 points. And Courtney Vandersloot had a double-double with 17 points and 10 assists. On the losing end for Las Vegas, Jackie Young finished with 24 points. Asia Wilson had 23 points. And Chelsea Gray finished with 16 points. Once again, the final score, New York 94, Las Vegas 85. And that's a recap of the week that was in the WNBA. Now it's time for our Player of the Week Award winners. So for the week of August the 15th, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winner belongs to Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. This is the fifth time this season that she's been named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winner. And on the Western Conference, representing the Las Vegas Aces for the third time this year, Asia Wilson. So congratulations to our Player of the Week Award winners for the week of August the 15th in the Eastern Conference, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty, and for the Western Conference, Asia Wilson representing the Las Vegas Aces. All right, now it's time for the league leaders in the WNBA. And I'll tell you one thing. Let's start off with points per game. She has been automatic all season long. The leading scorer in the WNBA, the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd, representing the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 24 points per game. Coming in at number two is Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. At number three, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number four, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. And at number five, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. Next category is rebounds. Number one, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. She's averaging close to 10 rebounds per game. At number two, Asia Wilson. At number three, Melissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. At number four, Brianna Stewart. And at number five, Tierra McCowan from the Dallas Wings. Next category is going to be assists. Tied for first, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun and Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty. They're both averaging 8 assists per game. Coming in at number 3, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. And tied for 4th, Courtney Williams from the Chicago Sky and Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles. Next category is going to be blocks per game. At number 1, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. She's averaging 2 blocks per game. Coming in at number 2, Ezzy Magbegor from the Seattle Storm. At number 3, Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. At number 4, we have Brianna Stewart. And then at number 5, Cheyenne Parker from the Atlanta Dream. Next category is going to be field goal percentage. At number 1, what a rookie season she has had representing the Indiana Fever. Aaliyah Boston. Aaliyah is shooting 58% from the field. Coming in at number 2, Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. She's shooting 56% from the field. At number 3, Tierra McCowan. She's shooting 55% from the field. At number 4, representing the Las Vegas Aces, Asia Wilson, and her teammate comes in at number 5, Jackie Young. Next category is going to be free throw percentage. At number 1, Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. She's shooting 96% from the charity stripe. Coming in at number 2, Carly Samuelson from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's shooting 94% from the free throw line. At number 3, Shatori Walker-Kimbrough from the Washington Mystics. She's shooting 93% from the free throw line. At number 4, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. She's shooting 92% from the free throw line. And at number 5, Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. She's shooting 90% from the free throw line. Next category is going to be 3-point percentage. At number 1, representing the Las Vegas Aces, Jackie Young. She's shooting 46% from three-point range. At number 2, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. She's shooting 44% from the three-point range. At number 3, Taisha Harris from the Connecticut Sun. At number 4, Carly Samuelson from the Los Angeles Sparks. And at number 5, Ivana Dokic from the Seattle Storm. And now the next category that we have is steals. Tied for first place, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks and Brittany Sykes from the Washington Mystics. They're both averaging over 2 steals a game. Coming in at number 3, Alyssa Thomas. At number 4, Satu Sabali, representing the Dallas Wings, and her teammate comes in at number 5, Arike Ogunbowale. And the last category that we have is going to be minutes played. We have a tie for first place in minutes played. Arike Ogunbowale and Alyssa Thomas, they're both averaging 37 minutes a game. At number 3, from the Seattle Storm, the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd. At number 4, we have Brianna Stewart. And at number 5, Kelsey Mitchell, representing the Indiana Fever. And that takes care of your current league leaders in the WNBA. Now it's time for the standings in the W. And I tell you one thing. The playoff race is heating up. There's some teams that have clinched playoff berths. There's some teams that have been eliminated, and there are teams that are just fighting for a spot and looking to either move up, and there's some teams that have moved down a bit. Let's see how it all plays out. Here are the current standings. So the Las Vegas Aces for the moment are the number 1 seed. They've clinched a playoff berth. They have a record of 30 wins and 5 losses. Coming in at number 2, the New York Liberty berth. They have a record of 27 and 7. Coming in at number 3, the Connecticut Sun. They have clinched a playoff berth. They have a record of 24 and 11. Here's the rest of the standings. Currently in 4th, the Dallas Wings. They have a record of 19 and 16. Coming in at number 5, the Minnesota Lynx. They have a record of 17 and 18. Coming in at number 6, the Washington Mystics. They have a record of 16 and 18. Coming in at number 7, the Atlanta Dream. They have a record of 16-19. Coming in 8th are the Los Angeles Sparks. They have a record of 15-19. Coming in at number 9 are the Chicago Sky. They have a record of 14-21. And in 10th place are the Indiana Fever. They have a record of 11-24. Now, the Seattle Storm and the Phoenix Mercury both are under 500, and both Seattle and Phoenix have been eliminated from playoff contention. So Las Vegas, New York, and Connecticut have all clinched playoff berths. Dallas, Minnesota, Washington, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Indiana all have a chance to clinch playoff berths. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. You stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Everybody, welcome back. Now it's time to give you a look ahead to the upcoming games in the WNBA. Let's start off with games that's going to be coming up on Thursday, August the 31st. We have the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Connecticut Sun. The Washington Mystics square off against the Las Vegas Aces. And we have the Seattle Storm going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. On Friday, September the 1st, we have the Dallas Wings going up against the Indiana Fever. We also have the Atlanta Dream going up against the Minnesota Lynx, and the Connecticut Sun going up against the New York Liberty. On Saturday, September the 2nd, we have the Seattle Storm going up against the Las Vegas Aces. And on Sunday, September the 3rd, we have the New York Liberty going up against the Chicago Sky. We have the Indiana Fever going up against the Dallas Wings. We also have the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Minnesota Lynx, and we have the Washington Mystics going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. So those are your upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. So certainly at the end of August, making our way into September where the play is going to get intense. The playoff spots, hey, it's going to be jockeying for positions. It's going to be fun, and it's certainly going to be interesting as we make our way down the home stretch in the WNBA regular season. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care. We'll be right back.